the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
So what is going on there in Utah, Michelle, before we check in with the Brains? Tell me what's going on. What's the weather like?
It's gorgeous today. It's beautiful blue skies and sunny and probably like 55 to 58 degrees today. So it's gorgeous.
Well, it's beautiful here, but it has been hot as all get out. It was like in the 90s and we're experiencing the Santa Anas.
The 90s in your area, that's crazy.
Girl, let me tell you, that in combination with a hot flash, it'll cause you to come up out the ground, okay? So before we get started with our interview today, I just am so glad to have you here, coming all the way in from Utah. I've been to Utah. It's a beautiful place. I used to ski.
Oh.
Now I pour the cocktails and look real cute in the lodge.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yes. Or you drink the cocktail and look real cute in the lodge.
Exactly. Exactly. So Brains, I want to welcome you to the party. Okay. We are here on the Edge with Michelle Snelling and April Mahoney. Michelle is an essential oil developer. She is a great person. She's a spiritual leader. She's a thought leader. She is really doing some great things here in the world. And I want my Brains to know all about you and everything that you do and these great products. And then we're going to talk about the products in a minute, and we are going to talk about, you know, just really the benefit of essential oils and what are they. I've had other people on my show that have talked about essential oils, but they've never went into detail. And so we'll get down to the nitty gritty to find out what's in them, you know, what are they used for, medicinal purposes, all that good stuff. So Brains, help me welcome our guest today, Michelle Snelling from Utah. Hi, baby.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, April. I'm so excited to be here and talk about what really is my passion, you know, essential oils and salt and my products. So,
well, get started, girl. Tell us about where you came from.
So essential oils are basically compounds that are derived from plants. So it's just an oil that's extracted from a plant, and I believe it's Earth's medicine. It's the first medicine that we encountered as humans. Ooh. And so because it is medicine, it needs to have a certain level, I believe, of respect and and care because it is medicine. They're essential oils. There are different types. There are some that are fragrance.
Right. Oh, I'm just doing this. Can you pull your screen down just a little bit so I can get...
I can. Oops. Is that better?
Exactly, because I want full view. I want them to see all of the goodness.
All right, thank you. So you can buy fragrance oils, which are simply that. They're just for the purpose of fragrance. Mm-hmm. They're just to smell good. So when you get like a wax warmer and you're warming the wax, that's a fragrance oil. So it's just going to make it smell good. Other essential oils, therapeutic grade essential oils, have the benefit of impacting us on an emotional, physical, and spiritual level. Mm. So really, if you've got really high grade therapeutic grade oils, they can help us on all of those levels. And that's where the medicine comes in, right? Because they can help you. There's three levels of essential oils. There's the low notes, which are the conifers, and those are very grounding and bring us into the physical. Then we've got the middle notes, which are the leaves and the seeds and the trees and the spices and herbs, mm-hmm. or not trees, I'm sorry, spices and herbs. Those are very medicinal and herbal. And then we've got the high notes, the top notes, which are the citrus and the floral. Those are the feel-good oils. And they're like natural antidepressants, and they're the love oils. But if you've got really high quality oils, those can impact you. Those three, you know, categories can impact you on an emotional, physical, and spiritual level, which is to me important because if I'm going to use something, I want it to do all that it can.
right. Now, let me ask you a question. Because it connects on so many different levels, that's because it's a topical most of the time, and it goes directly from the skin into the bloodstream.
Yes, yes. And it goes right where we need it to go. We don't need to know where it needs to go. If you've got good oils, you can apply them along with a carrier oil anywhere. You could apply them to the tip of your nose, and they're going to go and do what they need to do and help you with what you need help with, because they do just go right in, you know, to the bloodstream and take care of what they need. They also, if you've got really high quality essential oils, they will go into the amygdala part of your brain, where we hold all of our deeply held beliefs and patterns that we've incorporated from our life and from our ancestors. It's like, you know, it's in our DNA. And the amygdala is where we hold those, and the oil will go in there and start loosening that up so we can release those patterns and beliefs and, you know, make the progress we want in life.
Well, essential oils are very, very popular. They've been popular for a while, but now they're really, you know, everybody has their own blend and brand. Let me ask you, how do you extract the oil from the actual plant? Do you boil it? Do you steam it?
I don't do that, actually. Okay. I source my oils from a local source that has been doing aromatherapy and Reiki for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And she is very principled and only uses the highest quality essential oils. And so I get the single oils from her, and then I make my blends from there. So I don't actually distill. I don't actually distill the oils or, you know, harvest them myself.
Okay. How did you find this? What was your aha moment? Why in the world did you get together with some oils?
Well, my first aha was with the salt. I was introduced to Redmond salt, and that was an aha for me. I knew that this was very special, a very special material, and it just spoke to me on, I knew I needed it. And at the time, I thought I was allergic to everything. So I was fragrance free in my house, and, you know, everything. I didn't wear perfume, no laundry detergent with fragrance, because I was very allergic. So I thought I couldn't use any essential oils. And I found that I can, provided they're high quality and provided they are sourced in the particular way. And so I made a blend. The first time I was introduced to the with salt, I was at a bath salt making party with some ladies, and I just felt drawn to do grapefruit, lime, and orange, and I made the bath salt. I never used it because I didn't take baths and I just showered, but I would go in and smell it like three times a day, and it would make me feel good. So that was my first blend. And then I made, I found out that the salt that I used is clean, it's complete, and it cleans energy just like sage does. And I needed something to clean in between my readings. When I was working at a store, I was doing readings. And the room, I could feel all the residual energy from the other practitioners and in between my clients. So I made a salt spray. I thought, this is good. I can't sage in between everybody all the time. So a salt spray will work. I did that. And then I thought, this works great. Everybody noticed. It was wonderful, the difference in the energy. And I thought, I could make it smell really good too. Wow. So I made a blend to clear energy from spaces, which I call clear. Very simple. All my blends have very simple names, and they do what they say. And that was where my clear spray was born. And that was really the first blend that I made for a purpose that I was intentionally making. And that's for clearing offices, cars, rooms. It's wonderful for kids that have nightmares or that feel like there's something in their room. So that's how it all began.
Well, that's, you sent me fire, correct?
I did send you fire. Yes.
Fire. We're going to talk about this in just a minute. But okay. You found this special clay there in Utah. Tell us about the clay.
Okay. So the clay and the salt are in the same place. It's in central Utah. It's in housed in a mountain, and it's from a lake called Sundance that was from the Jurassic period. And the salt is under 30 feet of bentonite clay. And the bentonite clay is the most mineral dense property we have material on earth. It has over 60 plus minerals. Wow. The salt has over between 50 and 60 okay. minerals intact. And so like the scrub that you have, and I have one here, that's, okay. it's got this beautiful amber color because it's got a lot of naturally occurring clay. But the bentonite clay is a powerhouse. It detoxifies, it moisturizes, it cleanses, and it repairs like no other. Mm-hmm. And that's what I created my mask from, that material.
Okay, and so the scrub that you gave me is pretty yes. much from the neck down. You want to use it on your face. You use your mask on the face.
No, I use the scrub head to toe.
Really?
And actually, the scrub is the first product that changed my skin. I was using it from the chin down, mm-hmm. from the neck down. And then one day I thought, because I do everything intuitively, I thought, I'm going to try this on my face. I loved the results on the rest of my body. And so right. I thought, maybe I'll try it on my face. And I thought, might be a little rough, but I'm going to try it. And so as long as you soften it with some warm water, mm-hmm. It softens up, and I started using the scrub, and within about 4 weeks, people started asking me where I was getting my Botox.
Wow.
And wow. It was just my scrub. And from there, my whole skincare line, or what I've called my, you know, what I use as my skincare line, was born. So, right.
Well, you know, brains, and I say this with love, but some of y'all be out there in the sun and you are tanning, and you are not tanning, baby, you are toasting.
That's right.
Maybe because your skin looks like alligators. I have done a mini exfoliation and sold millions of dollars in product. We have to understand that the skin is the largest organ in the body.
Exactly.
It needs to drink. It needs to be moisturized. It needs to be exfoliated. Mm-hmm. All of that. You need to take care of that. You know, as
That's
a culture,
right.
Black folks is putting baby powder, lotion, and Vaseline on their kids from the get-go. Now, I use olive oil on my skin. I've mm-hmm. always used olive oil or coconut oil.
Yes.
Or grapeseed oil because, again, of the healing properties, also because of the spiritual benefits, and it just makes my skin feel like velvet.
Yes.
Now, when you developed this line, you did you start here with the essential oil? You gave yes. me the essential oil, and then you moved to the spray. Tell us a little bit about the spray.
Well, the spray, what I love about the spray is that they combine the benefits of the essential oils with the benefit of the salt, which, you know, the salt that's in the scrub, I use the same kind of salt in the sprays. It's just a finer grind. So okay. it's more fine, and it's got less naturally occurring clay. But the salt is a powerhouse in and of itself if you use the right kind of salt. It is an ionizer, which is very important because we all take on positive ions every day. Right. We create them ourselves through stress and anxiety and depression and things like that. We take them on from other people, pollution, chemicals, all of the electronic devices that we're in front of all the time, we absorb positive ions from those. And the problem with that is we don't release the positive ions on our own. They don't just go away. We don't release them from our body. We have to have a negative ion that will go in and attach to the positive ion and pull it out. And that's what the scrub is. Mm-hmm. And that's what the spray is. And that's what the mask does. So they act as a negative ion. So the sprays are wonderful. They're powerful. And I love them because they just make you feel good. You don't even need to know what they're supposed to do. You just right. know they feel good. Kids love them because they just feel good when they use them. They don't know why. They don't care why. They just know they feel good. So
here's the space. It's really relaxing. I love this. And I said, well, why did you send me fire? Because you know I'm already hot, right?
That's right. Yes.
And
yes.
So you were telling me, you know, I was going through some stuff and you were saying, you know, I had misplaced my keys, put my keys in somebody's bag, and the person took off, had to find them 2 hours later yes. to find my keys. And you said, you know what? I gave you fire because Maybe you're scattered. Maybe you're all over the place. So I just spray this and have the ceiling fan going on, and it's absolutely wonderful. In between my burn offerings, I mean, anybody who knows me or has received a gift from me knows that I am really into aromatherapy. I love to smell good. I love to feel good. I like to set a mood and ambiance. So I do definitely use the fire, and it has helped me. Thank you so much. Tell me a little bit how I should actually use the essential oil. Should I put this with the carrier oil?
Yes. Yes. I recommend that, especially the first several times you use it, just to make sure that you don't have a reaction and that it works well with you. I use coconut oil, but olive oil is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Avocado oil, grapeseed oil, whatever kind of oil, as long as it's a high quality. Mm-hmm. But I put a little bit of the carrier oil, and you just need one or two drops, because these essential oils are very, very concentrated. Mm-hmm. So you just need, and they're pure. This is not bottled with any carrier oil. This is 100% pure essential oils in these bottles. Okay. So you want to apply it with the carrier oil. And like I said, put it where you feel. You know, I always like to just kind of feel where the oil wants to go, right? Sometimes it's the wrist, might be the back of the knees, wherever.
I was going to tell you that, Brains. Let me tell you, the back of the knees is a hot spot, baby.
Yes, it's wonderful.
It'll take you from a flicker to a flame. So don't the side of your knees or the back of your knees. Oh, yes, you want to turn your lover on? You better try to hit that spot.
I love that, because that is absolute truth. So apply it with a carrier oil. I also love to diffuse the essential oils. That's a wonderful way to get the benefits of the aromatherapy. My Heal blend, Heal, H-E-A-L, is one that I particularly love to diffuse this time of year, because it kills airborne germs. Mm-hmm. So it keeps us healthy. It's wonderful. I also sometimes put a few drops on a cotton ball and put it like in my pillow at night.
Right.
Have soothing sleep, I'll use Calm or something else. And then I love to use it in a bath. Mm. I love to use a drop or two in a bath or a foot soak. It's
well, just, you know, folks don't take baths more. That is my luxury. Okay.
Oh,
love a bath. A bath is not a shower. People say, you're sitting in dirty water. Well, you believe that trickery if you want to.
Yeah.
Your body is, you know, you put some Epsom salt in there and put a couple of these drops of these essential oils, light you a candle and some incense, a glass of wine, baby, it is all over, okay?
It is all over.
I want to ask you a little bit about the caution that people should be aware of in using essential oils. Again, this is a medicine. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you were pregnant, or if you have allergic reactions, what are some of the things that people need to be aware of? Skin rashes when they're using essential oils, and that may not be the blend for them.
Absolutely. So if you're pregnant, you really want to be careful. There are several essential oils that you don't want to use if you're pregnant. Children, you want to be careful with children, because they are very sensitive, and a little bit can have a huge reaction for a child. That's one of the reasons I love my sprays for children, because they're very diluted, the essential oils. I also caution people about, you know, ingesting the essential oils,
right?
Because that can really be overtaxing to your liver, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best benefit. Now, I have used the essential oils internally from time to time. If I've had a toothache, I might use the Heal on that, because it's very antiseptic. So it's antibacterial, antiviral, antimicrobial, and antifungal. So if I've got an infection or something, I might use that. Or if I have a pain somewhere in my mouth, I might use my Release for the pain, a drop. But as far as like putting it in a capsule and ingesting it, I don't recommend that. I really caution against that. And because these are medicines, you know, essential oils are medicines, you want to be careful so that you're using what's right. So if you have an infection or something on your skin, you don't want to use something that's going to exacerbate it, like peppermint.
Right.
You want to use something soothing, like lavender or, you know, geranium, something like that.
Okay.
Or, you know, more floral and citrus.
And those are the most popular. Now, I noticed some of the ingredients, and I mean, Brains, again, labeling 101. If you have something on a label that you don't understand and you can't read, you may not want to put it on your body. These are very clear. Your essential oils have cedar wood and lavender, peppermint, rosemary, spruce, ylang ylang, and the red mound salt and water, and mm-hmm. coriander. These are some of the things that I've seen, you know, at the health food store in capsules. So be sure that you're doing it in the right amount and the right blend. Again, they are medicines, and so we want to be careful of that. You said that you had problems with your skin and, you know, you were just feeling drained and all of that. What are some of the benefits that your clients that purchase your product are finding?
So if we want to talk about skin for a moment, my products help address all skin issues from acne, you know, teenage acne or adult onset acne, wrinkles, you know, free radical damage, sun damage, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea. They really help with all of it because it's pure. There are no chemicals in any of my products. There are no additives. And the salt is complete. And what I mean by that is those 50 or 60 minerals that we talked about that the salt has, the Redmond salt has, they keep it intact. Most salt companies separate out all the minerals and sell them off to companies so that when you go to the store and you want to buy magnesium or potassium in the capsule form, that's how it's come. Okay. Yeah. They've separated it out from the salt. And then the resulting salt is really gross. It's bitter and they add a bunch of chemicals and sugars to make it palatable. Okay. And most salt is heat treated as well. The reason that I use the salt that I do is because it's from the United States. We know exactly how it's mined and we know exactly what they do to it. They don't separate anything out and they don't heat treat anything or heat process it. So it's completely natural the way God intended it to be, which is what we need. Our body responds to that beautifully. It knows exactly how to metabolize it. It knows exactly what to do. And we get the full benefit of all the minerals, which is very important because most of us are mineral deficient and we don't even understand it or know it. And the best way that we can get the minerals is through the absorption of the salt, the complete salt. And, you know, so I love to, I eat the Redmond salt. That's all I use for cooking. I don't use anything else. I use it in a soleil form every day. Sometimes I also drink the clay. I'll make a soleil with the clay. Yes. And then, but you can get all the benefit of it from using the spray, using the scrub, or, you know, soaking in it.
This is something that the Native Americans have done for centuries.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Utah is one of the places that they find this. Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, South Dakota, all of those great places have these great minerals. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little exfoliation. I kept my skin a little crusty, rusty.
Okay.
So that you guys can actually see it. And so what would you like for me to do first? You want me to wet the area first to dilute
a little bit? Yes.
I want you to see this, Brains. This is very compacted. You also see the beautiful coloring here at the bottom, but it's thick and it's granular. So this is the salt. So do we want to just dilute some of the salt first?
I would moisten the area that you're going to exfoliate just a little bit.
Okay.
Watch
this, Brains. This is what I need for you to do. And I need you to do this from your neck down, you know, and then you work on certain areas on your face to see if your skin is sensitive to that.
That's a preference.
Your degluté, ladies, let me tell you, ain't nothing prettier than the top of your neck and the top of your breast. You keep that done. Your hands, you know, when you're shaking somebody's hand in business, it's a telltale sign.
That's right.
Rough, if it's aggressive, you know, that's the first thing that the doctor does too, is they shake your hand. They can tell what's going on with your body.
Yes.
You know, your feet looking all rusty, got them sandals on. It's not a cute look, okay?
No.
We're going to cover this. So I'm going to go ahead and start. And so
just a little bit of a moisten on the area that you want to exfoliate. Okay. And then let's see, put a little bit of the scrub in one hand.
Okay.
You don't need much, right on there. And then take a little bit of the water and just moisten that. so it softens. It's not a really wet scrub because you don't need it wet. Wetter does not mean it's going to work better. It just means if you have a high quality product, you don't need it wetter. Okay. And then you just work it around until you feel that it's got the desired effect. And then when you're ready, you just rinse it.
Because I don't have a sink right here.
Yep, perfect.
Oh, this is beautiful. Look at that. Now, at first, Brains, when you try it, you're not going to see the benefit of the oil. And I had talked to Michelle offline about this, and I said, well, you know what? I like mine a little oilier. And she says, don't worry about that because it will expand and the oil will surface once it gets moist. And it absolutely has. Look Wonderful. At that fine. Can you see that shine and that gleam? Look at that. Yes, that's just is. After the water. So yeah. Now we're going to dry off. And I say pat dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to wipe the oil off. You want the benefits of the essential oils to go into the skin. Look at that. Is that luxurious?
Yes. And how does it feel, April?
Girl, shoot. Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that on your whole body.
Yes, a booty buff. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. And you have to feel good to yourself. I can't tell you how many times women had come in and they had just come from Hawaii or whatever. And if you exfoliate your skin before you go back out into the sun, your tan is going to be so much richer. Yes. Your skin probably won't burn because you'll be able to tell what's going on. And I'm one to oil my skin, like I said, every day. But look at that.
Yeah.
That is absolutely wonderful, Michelle.
Thank you. And I want to tell you something about, I want to tell your brains about the scrub and how it really transformed my skin and helped me tremendously. Before I started using it regularly, I was using my products a lot, but I was also saving them. I don't know, you know, that's some crazy thing that I do.
Yeah, you got
precious. So about 7 years ago, it's like, no, I need to use these. But I had splits on all of my fingers this time of year, the change of season going from fall to winter. Splits on all my fingers, horrible hangnails. My knuckles were raw like hamburger. I'd gone to the dermatologist and got all the steroid creams. Nothing was helping. Mm. And I just thought, because like I said, everything I do intuitively, I thought, I'm going to try my scrub more than just in the shower. So I started washing my hands with it, and I started washing it 3 times a day. And within 2 days, my hands were 50% better.
Wow.
By 3 days, all of it was gone. All of the splits were healed. The hangnails were healed, and my knuckles were beautiful. And I have not had that problem since. And the beautiful thing about the scrub is the more you use it, it builds a protective barrier. So that if you're washing your hands, the water doesn't penetrate, so you don't get the damage.
Okay.
So you don't need it as much. It's just like the best magic in the world, you know.
And when you use this, okay, so you use this a little bit. Is it also good for hygiene? You know, you just want to wash your hands.
Oh, absolutely.
You're a nurse, or you know, you work with children or something
yes.
like that. It's the perfect.
It's wonderful for hygiene because it kills all of the stuff that we don't want, but it allows the good beneficial bacteria and germs to grow. And it also, what I love about these products is they all do double duty. They'll help us to look wonderful, but they're also cleaning our energy, right? Mm-hmm. They're cleaning those positive ions out, and they're going deep into our energy and pulling out all the gunk that we don't see. We feel it, but we don't see it. And I also love to use this sprays as hand sanitizer for the same reason. Okay. The essential oils in and of themselves are antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial. Most of them are, especially the citrus blends and the herbs, the seeds and the herbs and leaves and things like that. Those are very cleaning, okay? Mm-hmm. But without drying your skin and without killing everything else.
Mm.
So it's very wonderful, especially when, as we're coming into this cold and flu season, to be really mindful of what we're using.
Exactly. And be sure that you, you know, wash your hands regularly, regardless, because
yes.
a whole bunch of stuff out there. But you got to be careful with this antibacterial stuff because you can overdo it. There are certain bacteria that the body needs to fight off, you know, other germs and other things that are going on. Michelle, this has been a great education. Thank you so much for coming here on The Edge and explaining that. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you. I see that you do a lot of community fairs. You get great booths, but they can also purchase your product directly.
Yes. So they can find me at michellesnelling.com, and that's Michelle with one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Snelling with two, S-N-E-L-L-I-N-G.com. That's my website. They can find all of my products there. They can contact me if they have any questions, if they would like me to personally recommend for them, like I did for you, April, with the fire and the scrub. I would love to do that. I love to connect to people, and I have the ability to assess their energy and recommend what they need for where they're at right then.
Right where you are right now. I need you with some soft, smooth skin that is healing, that is attractive, that can even be sexy. So go out and purchase you a copy of, or a bottle of, I'm used to saying copy because I'm selling books, but now we're doing products.
That's right.
Of Michelle Snelling's products. I mean, she has everything. She has the sprays. She has the essential oils. She's got the scrub. And you also have a mask, correct?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And my blends cover just about any issue you can think. Everything from anxiety and depression to pain to self-love and everything in between.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. A full array of products. Brains, thank you so much for tuning in to On the Edge. I try to educate you in every way I can. I want to give you variety. I want to give you options. I want to give you choices. I want you to feel good from the outside in and the inside out here on the Edge. Go back, listen to other edgy conversations, help me raise those numbers, okay? That's what we're trying to do. We are trying to be the biggest and the best on the planet. I got you, okay? I got you covered. Thank you so much for being here on The Edge with me, Michelle Snelling. You come back and let us know when you incorporate and expand your line, or you're doing an event, or you're writing a good book with all these great recipes, okay?
Thank you so much, April. I'd love to.
All right, brains, have an incredible day. I want it to be smooth. Bye.
Bye-bye.